Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Don Jackson Blattner, what's your funny, you want to sit down and have a good laugh movie?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have that list, I think. I'm going to have to go back. I have this, I feel like it's a movie disease. Wherever I watch a movie, I can't remember that I ever thought. So I basically have no idea how to contribute to this conversation. But I would like that list because I think I could start watching these. Everybody needs a good laugh right now, huh?
That's what happens to me. Yes, but my son or wife will say, you watched that movie. And I'll say, no, I've never seen this movie. And they go,
I know.
I was sitting with you when we watched it. I can tell you what I was wearing that day. You don't even remember having seen this movie. But that's not your expertise or why we've called you here. Don Jackson Blattner, author, registered dietitian, and nutritionist, who helps us with, well, maybe I've got some Thanksgiving prep questions for you. And you got a bunch of notes and emails from our listeners after our show last week. What were people reaching out to you about?
Yeah, it was something we just briefly touched on. I said I was making this anti-inflammatory smoothie, and I got all these notes of like, you know, what's the smoothie? Tell me more about inflammation. So I thought we could talk real quick about an anti-inflammatory diet, what it's all about. And I mean, there's great research behind it.
Okay, we will. And then I will tell you what we all thought of your sweet potato fudge.
Yes.
Steve Bertrand,
I'm so excited.
Steve Bertrand made it over the weekend, having listened to you, and brought it in. Stand by. But anti-inflammatory, is that for my blood vessels then? Is this going to help my blood pressure?
Yeah, thank you very much. Just the overall definition is inflammation is not just about like sore joints. A lot of people think that. It's more what you're talking about. It's more your blood vessels, your organs, your entire head-to-toe body. And here, I like to use the analogy, actually, to understand it, of construction. I think we all get like, hey, there's something going wrong in your street. You want some construction people to come on over, fix it, and everything starts working. And so that's how inflammation works in our body. You got a little something going on. It actually is very helpful to have this construction crew come in. But if you have a lot of issues because you're doing a lot of inflammatory stuff and your blood vessels are messed up and your liver is messed up and you got all sorts of things going on and now you have all this construction happening, we all know in Chicago that when you have a lot of construction, it slows everything down. It makes normal functioning nearly impossible. And that's what happens with inflammation. It happens all over your body. Your body's trying to fight. And it's getting so inflamed that it actually can cause, if you have this too long, all sorts of problems like cancer, diabetes, heart disease, like you're talking about, your blood vessels, even mood issues like depression. So inflammation is a real issue. And some of the things we do in life cause inflammation, and some of the things we do in life decrease inflammation. So we want less inflammation, less construction all over, and just things working more smoothly in our body. And so what was very cool, this is a topic that, you know, we just didn't know that much about, but the Journal of Nutrition came out with an actual lifestyle inflammatory score. They took 30,000 people and they looked at what they were living, exercising, what they were eating. And then they had their blood work done to say, okay, this is how you're living. Are you inflamed? What's happening? What's our correlation here? And so they listed out in this research study all different foods from best to worst, all different lifestyle habits from best to worst of how you can either decrease inflammation, which is what we want, or how you can cause inflammation, which is bad news, which is what we're trying to do less of. So on this list of this research study, the very tip-top things were multiple vitamins, tomatoes, apples and berries, being a moderate alcohol drinker, yellow and orange produce, poultry, nuts, and exercising 4 times a week, coffee and tea. Those actually were anti-inflammatory. Lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, leafy greens, low-fat or high-fat dairy, fish and legumes. These are things we talk about on your show all the time.
Yeah.
These are anti-inflammatory and are correlated with having less inflammation in your body. And then there is sort of neutral with red meat. But here are the doozies. These are the things causing inflammation in your body.
Okay, wait. Before you do that, though, yep. The very first thing you said apples and tomatoes. Do you remember what you were saying there?
Multiple vitamin, tomatoes, apples, berries, yellow and orange produce. Those things were all very high.
Apples and tomatoes, I just don't normally put those in the same camp, but those have high anti-inflammatory properties.
Yes, and tomatoes can even be things like, your marinara sauce. Like, I buy no sugar added marinara sauce, and so you're putting that on top of a chicken breast with some Parmesan cheese and eating it with some veggies on the side.
Thank you.
And you're actually, that's anti-inflammatory because you're using the tomatoes in that way. So, yeah, they were very much at the top of the list here. I think people know, the apple a day keeps the doctor away. But, hey, you know what? It really is true that those apples and berries that we think are good for us are helpful.
Okay.
I like to see nuts in my beans. Come on, as you make jokes that every single time I'm on your show, I want to talk about beans.
Yep.
Well, there you go. I talked about them. Yeah.
Yeah, I got that box checked today. Okay. Now, I cut you off there, Don. You were segueing into the bad stuff. What was that?
Okay. So those are all the things that help decrease inflammation, the increasers. Heavy drinking, so that's for men more than two drinks on average a day, for women more than one drink. And we're talking about small portions. A drink isn't like a whole bottle of wine. Heavy drinking is inflammatory. Currently, smoking is an inflammatory thing. Now, here's the food. Added sugars, processed meats, and refined white grains are all at the very, very top of this inflammatory study. And I got to tell you, the number one most inflammatory thing was refined grain. So that's like all the white flour that we have in breads and tortillas and rolls and pizza crusts and, everything that we eat, pastas. That's pretty nuts. That was the number one most inflammatory thing in the study.
I'm wondering, does Malnati's have a non-white dough pizza crust? I probably bet if I didn't eat a Malnati's pizza all the time, but I do eat some Malnati's pizzas. I get the thin crust now. Boy, are those good. But I wonder if they have a whole grain pizza crust. Do those big restaurant groups, Giordano's and them, do they do something like that, Home Run In, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd say for the most part, no. That is not true. But I do like where your head is at, that it's like, hey, even if we can't cut out refined grains, maybe we can reduce them. So instead of super thick crust, we're going with thinner crust. And hey, even on pizza, like I love the Lumonati, like spinach pizza is like, oh my God, thin crust. It's so delicious.
It is.
So hey, maybe you can put some of those. And guess what pizza has? Marinara sauce. It's got tomatoes on there. You can kind of balance it out. You don't have to be so strict in this world that you have to cut out everything. But making even those small changes from thick to thin crust can actually impact and what kind of toppings you have on there and how often you have it. And again, how much are you having? Like, a pizza is not that big of a deal. It's, how we eat it every day, multiple pieces every meal. That's where you run into problems.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we're talking about anti-inflammatory ideas with Don Jackson Blattner, the author and registered dietitian and nutritionist. But what got us going back down this path was when one of our listeners said, what was the deal with that smoothie? So can you take us back to that for a second, Don?
Yes. Okay. So this smoothie was actually, again, in research. In research, they call it the life smoothie. And everybody's emailing me about all different words that they think I'm saying. I must be stuttering this word. Life, I'm saying L-I-F-E, life. The life smoothie in this study, here's the recipe. And this is what happened. People made the smoothie for 7 days in a row and drank it. And then their inflammatory markers were measured. And in just 7 days, their inflammation went down.
Wow.
And so this is pretty exciting.
Okay.
So the recipe is pretty clear. Leafy greens. You knew that was going to be in there. Come on. So it's like taking two big handfuls of leafy greens, like spinach. It could be watercress is one of my favorites and a very high antioxidant green. It could be kale. A half of a cup of berries. It could be any berries, blackberries, blueberries, strawberries. A half of a banana. One tablespoon of cocoa powder. One tablespoon, I love this, ground flax seeds. And then a half of a cup of plant milk. And so this in and of itself is not a full meal, But if somebody wanted to make it a little more filling to that light smoothie, you could also add, you know, your protein powder or Greek yogurt or cottage cheese even for protein to sort of balance it out and make it a, you know, more complete meal. But yeah, I mean, that shouldn't surprise any of us. It's like leafy greens, we heard about, you know, berries we know are great for us, mm-hmm. black seeds we know are great for us. So, but that's an actual research smoothie recipe.
Don Jackson Blattner, here is what we thought of your fudge. Are you ready?
Oh, I have a drum roll, but I know the answer.
It was really good.
Yay! I knew it. I knew it. I got to tell you, when my husband, who is my taste tester, says, "That was magnificent," is what he said, I knew I had a winner. I'm so excited that you guys made it and tried it.
Well, Steve made it. We tried it, but he brought
in these
little fudge balls, and they look like fudge. They have the consistency of fudge. You'd think they would. Sweet potatoes mashed up with chocolate. I just thought there'd be something either stringy about them or not right. And if I told my wife this. I wish I didn't know there were sweet potatoes in there, because she could have served those to me. And I would say, "Hey, we're having fudge. Yeah, we shouldn't eat fudge." And then she'd go, "No, you're eating sweet potatoes with some dark chocolate." And then I would have gone, "Wow." But I mean, it's not a compromise. It looks, tastes, and feels like fudge.
Yeah, thank you. I'm so excited for that report. I got to tell you, we feel the same in this house. And, you know, somebody emailed me just this morning, and they said, "Hey, I made that sweet potato fudge recipe. And instead of making it in little bites like you did, you know, that's how I did it."
Yeah.
She said, "I put it all out on a piece of parchment paper and smashed it down into yep. like a half of an inch, put it in the fridge, and then cut it into cubes to be more like traditional fudge
yes,
looking.
I like that.
Cubes. Me too. I told her, I said, listen, her name was Lynette. I said, Lynette, I said, that's how I'm going to make it from here on out. So even though I made it originally in like little ball shapes, I'm going to put it in that square and make it into fudge. And I think I'm bringing that to Thanksgiving. I mean, there couldn't be anything more Thanksgiving about that. There's sweet potatoes in there."
This listener says, "Can Dawn say anything about the bread choices at Subway?"
Oh, okay. Well, here's the scoop. You know, I don't like to be a Debbie Downer, but many times, similar to Subway, when you see something that says whole grain, it's not really 100% whole grain. So, yes, at Subway, you could get the whole grain bread, and that would be a great option. However, it's not like you're having 100% whole grain bread. There's just some sprinkled in there.
I get the tuna sandwich on a 6-inch whole grain with lettuce, tomato, pickle, and onion. And I love that. But I think, I'll bet there's a lot of stuff in this tuna salad that isn't the way Dawn would make it.
Well, you know what? Tuna is one of those interesting things, because it's really mostly mayonnaise, right? So tuna itself is one of the absolute best. It's fish. It's anti-inflammatory. It's got tons of these omega-3 fats called EPA and DHA that are so good for our brain, so good for our heart. So tuna itself is a mega superfood. It's mega. It's just the amount of mayonnaise that is put into it in most people's recipes that's the issue. A little mayonnaise is not that big of a deal. So, you know, especially if you're buying mayonnaise in this world that is made from olive oil, you can get olive oil mayonnaise. That's great. And how I usually make tuna is a little bit of olive oil mayonnaise and a little bit of regular olive oil, because I don't want it to be dry. I still want it to be like tuna salad, like I know, but I do half and half. And that really makes me feel like I'm doing more of those anti-inflammatory, heart-healthy fats.
708 says, "Does this anti-inflammatory diet work if you have gout?"
Oh, interesting. So the study wasn't on necessarily outcomes from this anti-inflammatory diet, but yes, the idea is that whatever somebody is having, from, you know, chronic diseases to aches and pains to something like gout, is that says, yes, hey, test it out. This is not a guaranteed result. This isn't a magic bullet, but it is likely that doing more anti-inflammatory foods will help most things. You know, not necessarily cure most things, but help most things.
Where can we get this study, says someone?
Oh, I have it actually right on my website. And by the way, the study was hard to get, so I put the PDF on my website. So if you just write anti-inflammatory in the search bar, you'll see that there's an anti-inflammatory checklist, and it's all right there, the whole study.
DawnJacksonBlattner.com is the website, DawnJacksonBlattner.com. Other questions include these. Recipe for the fudge, please. You guys, the recipe for the fudge is get some sweet potatoes and then put some dark chocolate. Dark chocolate, right?
Yes, and the only added piece of information there is cook those sweet potatoes. So it's 1 cup of cooked sweet potatoes that then you put with melted dark chocolate in a food processor, so it really whips up to look just like a big.
What's your ratio,
fudge.
Don? What's your ratio?
It's 1 cup of the cooked mashed sweet potatoes and 1 cup of the melted dark chocolate.
630 said, you said melted dark chocolate. Yeah. 630 says, loved her fudge.
Yay.
What was the last ingredient in the anti-inflammatory smoothie? I was writing as fast as I could. I think she said plant milk.
Yeah, plant milk was it. And that, again, like was almond. The research version.
Okay,
yeah, exactly.
And by the way, will that recipe live on, is that the one that we just said, the Life Smoothie? Is that on your website as well, Don?
Yes. You know, I put all of these things on my website these days because of you and your listeners, because all of this stuff I always put on my Instagram, FDJ Blattner. But I know there's a lot of website lovers out there, so I started putting them in all my websites, too.
All right, here's our last question. Can you ask Dawn if deli meat that has no nitrates is okay, like boar's head? I know you don't like us eating deli meat because it's not good. Well, what are your thoughts about that?
Okay, so if something says no nitrates, it's likely better than one that has nitrates, except for there's a lot of controversy around this because those meats that say no nitrates actually have a natural form of nitrates in celery powder, which sounds a lot more natural and sounds a lot better for us. But the verdict is still out on that. So I would still say you are absolutely still better off cooking turkey and chicken and cutting it up and eating that and having tuna and doing those proteins rather than deli meat. But getting the natural nitrates from celery powder, probably better.
We're out of time. Next time, I'm going to ask you to answer this question. Does Dawn have an opinion about keto bread, K-E-T-O? You see a whole section of that in the stores now.
Yep.
Just real fast, thumbs up, thumbs down, Dawn?
Whole grain bread is always going to win my heart because that's what people who live the longest eat. But keto bread could have a place if you're really a bread lover.
More on that next week. That's Dawn Jackson Blattner, DawnJacksonBlattner.com, DJ Blattner on Insta. Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you.
There she goes. Don't you want her to come to your party? Oh, you know what? All right. I know some of you want her to come to your house and help you raise your kids. I'll ask her about tips for your children next week, too.